Rangers and Braves playing 2 on Wednesday after a washout Tuesday. Luis Gohara making his big league debut against Miguel Gonzalez for the Rangers. Third inning, 2-1 Atlanta. Gohara facing Elvis Andrews.
Gohara tries again. Ground ball past Gohara in the center. Base hit past the diving Albies. Miguel Gonzalez comes in to score. Charge that run to Carlos Torres. And we are tied at 2 apiece.
Here's his 2-2 pitch. Hit inside the bag at third, headed down the left field line. Scoring easily is Gallo. Let's see what they do with Napoli. They'll stop him at third as he scrambles to get back to the bag. So a good at bat for Nicholas. He dumps one just inside the line. It'll be a double. He's standing out at second. Get him an RBI, and we got a one-run ball game. Now it's Braves 4 and Rangers 3. The pitch is hit to left field, coming on his Kemp, and it skips by Kemp. That's going to roll to the wall. Scoring easily is Napoli. Let's see where Nicholas scores. Let's see where Middlebrooks ends up. He'll be at third. That ball skipped under the glove of Kemp all the way to the wall. That's a triple. Going to plate two more. And now Texas has the lead, and it's 5-4. One look to second and delivers a pitch, a curveball that's hit high, deep, and way into the left field seats. Made the very back of the visitor's bullpen. A lot of hang time. It almost cleared it. Our Napoli is 29th homer. Put two more up on the board. It is now 8-4.
A drive to right center field. Long run for Enciarte, running wide open. It's beyond his reach. Two hops the fence for another extra base hit for the Rangers. The Shields coming all the way around third. He will score. Standing at second with a double is Andrews. That's his fourth hit. And it's 12-5.
The Rangers go on to win it 12-8. They've won 6 of their last 8. They were efficient, scoring 12 runs on 12 hits. Elvis Andrews, 4-for-5 with 3 RBIs, and he has 4 homers and 13 RBIs in his last 8 games. Austin Bibbins-Dirks gets the win, working 3 scoreless innings of relief. The Braves have the worst record in the majors since July 16th, going 15-32, and manager Brian Snitker talked about another tough game.
I like his stuff. I like how he goes about it. He's not scared. He's, probably some, I don't know. Yeah, it's just command.
You see a slider there in the first inning. You can kind of get a feel for why people are so high on him.
No, I like his velocity. You know, he's got good arm strength. His arm, it works really well. The secondary stuff is good. They say it's like with most young guys, it's going to boil down to command. They have the stuff, just it's the command.
Is the plan still to run him back out there on Tuesday?
We'll think about it tomorrow.
How about right there at the third inning, you know, he walks the opposing pitcher. Did you kind of see anything change at that
point? No, not really. I mean, it's just sometimes it gets away from him, and they're not experienced enough to reach back and fall back on anything to try and right the ship. I mean, it's something that, you know, I look at line scores and read reports from the minor leagues, and it happens to him there, you know, happened to him there too. But you got to like the stuff. I like his, you know, the competitiveness. You can tell that the kid's not scared, and he's got stuff to get major league hitters out. It's just going to matter of refining it and the command. It's all these guys, what's there, their stuff's there. When they command the strike zone, then they're going to be successful.
Seems like Johan Camargo picked up right where he left off, 2-for-2 when you put him in.
No, he did good. It's good to see him back and run around and look like he was fine. No issues with the bruise, and so it's good. Just good to have him back out there.
Gonzalez was on a pretty good roll there with the White Sox before he came over there. I mean, did you like the approach your guys had against him there?
No, it's good. You know, you jump out and score the runs off of him, and most of them guys never seen him, so other than on television. So it was good. Just a couple innings gets away from you and battled back and stayed after it in the game. And, you know, it's just hard to – he got the lead, and, you know, they have those innings like that, and you walk a couple of guys to start an inning. It's tough.
Ozzie with his fifth triple, he seems to just have a real good instinct for running the bases?
Yeah.
No, he's swinging the bat good. He's doing very well. I mean, he's another guy that's come up, a young, talented player that's making adjustments on the fly and doing a really good job.
Gohara allows 6 earned runs on 4 hits and 4 walks over 4 innings. He did strike out 6, and he spoke after his first big league start.
Actually, I feel pretty good to be here with the team. Take a lot of steps for me to get here and work hard, and feel pretty good to be here with the Braves.
Could you do the walks? Was that the biggest problem, the walks that you issued today?
Not really, just got a little excited for first day in the field and all the kind of stuff, and trying to calm down a little bit, and just the walks is happening in baseball. It's like we can't control it, but you feel excited, it's hard to do.
Do you think not pitching last night had anything to do with any effect on today?
No, not at all. It's kind of just an extra day, and we don't change anything about if it got ran out or something like that.
You said you got a little bit tired. You mean emotionally, just with everything that was going on?
Yeah, a little bit. Just first day, and like all my teammates came to me, like, just relax. I know you're a little excited, and the guys always pushing me and doing the dugout, trying to help me too. Relax and not be too excited to go out there and pitch.
How much did it help having David behind the plate? You guys work together at AAA.
Yeah, he's pretty good and behind the plate. We work pretty well in AAA. It's fun to have him a catcher, and also if I can pitch like with Suzuki, it's gonna be really good too. You got to know all the guys and the teams. It's good to work with.
You had your host family in that you had stayed with in Seattle, sitting right behind home. They had to leave early, but what was that like, seeing them right back there when you threw out the first pitch?
It's really good to have them here to watch me. They flew for a long time, like, to get here and to see me pitch. It's kind of like they really want to see the whole game, but they couldn't because they got to go back home. But that means a lot for me. To see them here just for 1-2 innings, if it's just 1 out, just mean a lot.
What do you think the key was for you to make this progression from A ball to the majors this year?
Just work hard and never put the hand down and just walk forward, never look back.
This is obviously more than you ever expected.
Yes.
You know, when you started the season, what were your goals at that point in time?
It's like when I start and this year, it's just. Like, I'm going to keep working. Whatever happens here, I'm just going to learn from. If it takes me the long to make the MLB debut this year, and it's just the progress and everybody helping me to do that.
Anyone pitch you think you need to work on to really make a difference?
Actually, just on the command. And like I said earlier, it's like I'm just a little excited, but actually it's worked pretty good. My breaking balls, fastballs, is pretty good there.
You pretty much go with the fastball slider all the time?
I use a lot of the changeups too. Today is like, I don't have the feeling for it, but the fastball and the slider work pretty good to help take the changeup like for a couple times in the pitches. Yeah.
How much confidence did they give you the way your slider worked there in that first inning?
A lot of confidence is like, because I know I can throw that first strike, first pitch, 3-2. Doesn't matter what's the count, I can put it there for strike.
The Braves' homestand continues on Thursday with the Marlins visiting. Sean Newcomb gets the start.